We're here with Larry Edgar Smith from Temenos. How are you, Larry?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Appreciate it. So, hey, before we get going here, why don't you give folks a quick plug on Temenos. What are you guys all about real quick?
Yeah, happy to talk about it. So we used to be Accelerant a long time ago.
Yeah.
And we offer a loan origination solution, account origination, collections, recovery, and account holder servicing, all in a single platform. We're integrated to about 13 different cores, and we're proud to say we have about 70% of the credit unions over a billion use our software.
Mercy me, oh my. Really, well done.
Great customers, great companies.
Yeah, so, indeed. I agree. Wow, good for you guys. So how are the former Accelerant products doing after the acquisition?
Yeah.
That happened in 2015, right?
Yeah, exactly. In February 2015. I have to tell you, it's been fantastic. You know, we hear stories about acquisitions going bad. We've all heard lots of those.
Yeah.
This has been the best.
Really?
We haven't lost a single employee. Rather, I've added about 40 employees to our staff.
Yeah. That's the opposite that we usually hear.
It's exactly the opposite. The folks from Geneva, Switzerland, where our corporation is headed, have been wonderful. They've been supportive. They understand that we're part of the strategy to get them into the U.S. market. Mm-hmm. So that's worked out well. We still have all the same products that we did when Temenos acquired us, and we've added two more since then.
Really?
So it's been really been a great acquisition for us. It's been a synergy of technologies. Mm-hmm. Temenos as a company rolls out a new core every 3 days. So that's a pretty big rollout when you imagine it.
Yeah.
We're the largest core provider in the world. Mm-hmm. We just haven't really penetrated the U.S. market. That's our next big push that we're doing.
Okay.
But my suite of products, the Lifecycle Management Suite, mm-hmm. is the suite that I mentioned earlier that has all of those solutions. Again, it's account origination, loan origination, account holder servicing, collections, and recovery, again, in a single platform. Mm-hmm. Really nice solution. So
let's talk about the lifecycle management suite here.
Great.
So this was built on the Accelerant framework, right?
The old collection solution, right?
Yeah.
So every day through the collection solution, we pull in all the accounts and loans and shares for all the cores that we interface with. About 8 years ago, we made a decision to say, let's get into another market. And we decided that loan origination was the way to go, mm-hmm. right? Because when the economy's up, you do more loans. When it's down, you do more collections. Mm-hmm. So we have a single platform that does both of those in one single platform, as you would guess. We then started to add around that. We added account origination about 2.5 years ago. Mm-hmm. We just rolled out a new version of our recovery solution last year. Mm-hmm. And of course, our account holder servicing solution has been around for about 7 years. Mm-hmm. The value proposition, we think, is that it's that single platform, right? Our customers and all the folks that you talk to, the fewer vendors they can manage, the better.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So if they can have mm-hmm. one platform that does all of those things and does it, we think, really well,
yeah.
we're really proud of that. And it enables them to streamline their operations. It enables them to be able to get to their members faster and more efficiently. Mm-hmm. Like some of the things, as we talk about the Lifecycle Management Suite for a second, one of the things we've always prided ourselves on is the configurability of the solution, mm-hmm. right? It's important to have a configurable solution, and all of our vendors would say that same thing. But where we took it a step further is we put that into the hands of the business unit. Mm-hmm. So you don't need your developers, you don't need to burden your IT folks, because good gosh, IT has enough projects going on right now.
A little bit.
Yeah. So, but the business unit can do the configurations. They can change the workflows in a loan origination solution. They can change the queues for a collection solution as they need to, mm-hmm. and do that all independently, roll it from test to production without having to bother IT for doing that. So
nice.
That's a really strong value proposition for that. So
No doubt. So what are you guys focused on for the suite in the next year, in the
next 12 to 18 months?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So the keywords are easy and intuitive, right? It's got to be simple. It's got to be easy and intuitive. One of the things that we're focusing on the loan origination side of things, for example, is the keyboardless application. Right.
What's going on here?
You want to be able to take an application,
yeah.
From your phone by snapping a picture of the VIN, by taking a selfie, by snapping a picture of your driver's license, gather all that information, and then hit the big red button and submit that application right from your device.
Oh, I like that.
Right. You don't have to type. You shouldn't have to do that sort of thing. Right.
Okay.
And then on the collection side of things, it's just as important, right? You want to be flexible and robust for the collections activities.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that we're seeing in collections is the ability to pull in custom scores, right? So we've got a customer who had a really robust score developed that would improve their collections efficiency. Mm-hmm. They roll that in, and suddenly their efficiencies have gone up by about 20% for hitting the right customers, hitting them at the right time.
What?
Yeah, and then text, right? We TCPA scared a lot of us, as it should, of course, but we're seeing more and more folks move to text. And so if you imagine with our platform, you can use text during origination, you can use it during account holder servicing, you can use it during collections. Use text for those sorts of transactions that are nice and quick and easy.
Yeah. Well, you're gonna the millennials are gonna love you guys.
They are, right? Well, but that's the expectation.
Right.
They want those things, right? They're not gonna wanna call, they're not gonna wanna look at that letter, they're not gonna wanna get an email, yeah. But they do wanna have a text. Right? So wouldn't it be great if I can text you that picture of the driver's license to satisfy a stipulation for a loan, or text you the ability or text you the consent to pay my collections account that's due, right? Let's do that all from this device that we have right here.
Based on what you just said, it sounds like you guys are really ahead of the curve here. You know?
I hope so. Yeah, well, we are, but we don't claim to be experts in everything, right? So what we did, an old moniker that we used to have was the connected solution.
Yeah.
We have a very open architecture, but we integrate with about 76 different providers. And so where somebody does something really well, you know, where they do text really well for us, where they do driver's license recognition, mm-hmm. where they do queuing, for example, mm-hmm. we will integrate with those parties.
Okay.
And then we do what we do best, which is consolidate that information, yeah. let the business users manage it.
Yeah.
It's really an exciting synergy with us and all of our partners.
Wow.
Yeah,
oh my
yeah.
gosh, yeah. My mind is just flying right now. So let's get to the conference here, because
yeah.
I mean, obviously there's great content here, yeah. great people, great companies like yours.
Yeah.
What are some of your takeaways? What do you want to take away from the conference?
Yeah. A couple of different things. So we're excited because the themes are connect and innovate, right? Well, that's what credit unions do on a regular basis, especially those that are really successful right
yeah.
now. They connect with their members and they innovate through technologies. Mm-hmm. And that excites us as well, right? Mm-hmm. Because we consider ourselves to be a reasonably innovative technology firm. But we enable those credit unions to connect to their members through our technology. So whether it's, you know, we demonstrated at the speed round this morning,
yeah.
we showed our virtual
cashier yeah.
application. Using that application, one of our guys was able to submit a loan application, open a checking account, prove his ID through Precise ID, print documents, sign them, and disperse it to the core in about 3 minutes. Right? So that sort of connection that you have with a member
yeah.
is going to really really improve the operations and performance of all of our credit union partners that we deal with. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So on the connection side, it makes 100%. On the innovation side of things, we're here to talk to all the partners that are here. We've prided ourselves on the open architecture, right? Our API that supports all the things that we need to do
mm-hmm.
allows that innovation to continue where, you know, you have a smaller credit union that wants to use the out-of-the-box information,
mm-hmm.
and then you have the big guys that want to use our API to do some really fancy stuff.
Yeah.
We're the platform that supports both of those. So we're excited about that. And then the other thing that we're excited about is seeing our customers. So we have, of all the credit unions that are here, about a third of them are our customers.
Oh, wow.
And so it's good to stand at the booth and have people come up and say,
yeah.
we used you for a long time. You know, we hear some great things that we're doing right now. We talked to a credit union earlier. I won't mention their name, but a smaller credit union who rolled out our software about 6 months ago. And they said that their training time for new employees on the loan origination side of things has gone from 2 hours when they first start for using their previous piece of software.
Yeah, yeah.
They said they're at about 15 minutes now.
Oh,
and it's a story that we talked about just a little bit earlier. One of the things that they're trying to do is put just-in-time training in the software. So you're on a certain screen where you need to get information about the member, and there might be a little tip there that says, here's what you do. Here's the information you mm-hmm. need to gather mm-hmm. from this specific member. So it's just really exciting times, and the connectivity and the innovation that we see here really supports all that we do. So we're excited about it.
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm thinking about the training aspect of it, because, you know, training is a big... Mm-hmm. a big expense for credit unions, especially bringing on new employees, and you want to keep those employees, and if they happen to go away, then you got to bring somebody else in,
exactly.
retrain them. My gosh, what a time saver that is.
Yeah, it's funny you mention that. There's a credit union, again, I won't mention names, out of Philly that we have, who's a great credit union of
yeah.
ours,
yeah.
And what they've defined is they have a set of screens in their loan origination activity that are made for the employees that have only been with them for 6 months
mm-hmm.
or less.
Mm-hmm.
Those screens are more pedantic. They describe things in more detail. There's a lot more words and instructions around them.
Mm-hmm.
Once you've sort of passed that mark and you've shown that you know how to use the system, they take you to more streamlined screens. They all collect the same information, but for now, that more experienced loan officer, they're able to go through the screens in no time at all,
mm-hmm.
but they've gotten all the training at no cost. You know, it's such a great idea for somebody like that, right? And they can modify them. Again, the business unit can change it if they need to. Mm-hmm. And it applies, pardon me, it applies both on loan origination and collections. Do exactly the same thing in both of them. So it's exciting.
Oh, my gosh.
This is a show for all
you guys. I know. You guys are in the right spot.
Thank you.
Let me get, let's wrap up here because I know you got lots to do, lots to do on your plate. What should we be on the lookout for with Temenos? And the life cycle management suite.
Yeah, we're excited about all of it. So, I think over a little further out, where we talked about some of the connected solutions that we're doing, continuing our open architecture, adding more providers, and so on. We're going to continue our mobile first design, right? Mobility is obviously key for everybody. And we're going to start to do more and more on this device to get people out from behind their desks, right? So the loan officer traditionally is not going to be behind a desk anymore. They're going to be in the concierge mode, walking around the lobby, holding a tablet and saying, how can I help you with this loan, Mike, right?
I like that.
And they're going to be on the soccer fields. They're going to be at the football games. They're going to be on the campuses, right, taking applications there. But at the same time, take what's happened recently, right? Take some of the hurricanes that have hit, right? Can you imagine that collections person being able to do the same thing, right? So you're
on site
payment, right? Because of that, that unfortunate event, let me help you with a plan right here on this device, right? Not have to take it back to the office. Let me help you right here and now. So that mobility, getting people out from behind a desk, is our sort of number one priority for the things that we're doing. More partners. We've got our partner team is taxed, which is a good thing, bringing in more partners. But we think that's the key to all of our success. You know, our customers regularly bring them to us. We search them out all the time. So that will be what you see from us over the next few years. And then finally, it's continuing to get the right data to the right person at the right time. So rather than having to go to your dashboard to look at a report, my phone just buzzed. That's a report that came to me, right? So I know I need to look at that right now. Why should I have to go somewhere and search for it? Let's use that text that we talked about earlier, the phone, to act on those things. So it's exciting. Look for a lot of good stuff.
There, you guys are rocking. Well done, dude. Well done. Well, thank you so much for taking what little time you have.
Oh, Mike, thank you. We appreciate
come over here and chat.
Yeah,
so I appreciate it.
All right,
you guys are doing some great work. Keep it up.
Thank you very much.
All right, you're welcome.